Southwest Fresno isn't just waiting for the incoming college campus. Valley Public Radio has collaborated with the Center for Public Integrity in publishing another story about what high-speed rail could mean for that community. It's the latest in their series about six communities that find themselves impoverished and feeling abandoned by local and federal government. The series is called Abandoned in America. My co-host Laura Sutsui interviewed the Center for Public Integrity's Dave Leventhal, who reported the story about Fresno.
Well, the Center for Public Integrity looked at, at first, dozens of different cities all across the country that we sensed were having some sort of trouble connecting with the power brokers and lawmakers in Washington, D.C., for one reason or another. And as we whittled down this list, looking at a whole variety of different economic indicators, social indicators, we were very struck by the story of Southwest Fresno, in particular because historically of some of the many problems that it's had, but also, too, because of the opportunity that is very clear in Fresno, the opportunity of the city to grow and the opportunity that California high-speed rail potentially could bring to Fresno, and the fact that the city is hosting the first station and that some of the groundwork is already being laid there. It seemed like kind of a perfect storm of elements to explore in depth.
So you took a fairly broad view going back to 2007, but you also focused on a few different projects promising Southwest Fresno various opportunities. So where did you decide to start the investigation?
So Donald Trump seemed to loom large in a certain way over Fresno back in 2007 when he flew into Fresno in his private jet and said that he was going to be the man to go ahead and resurrect the Running Horse project that was centered in Southwest Fresno. He got a lot of people excited. We talked to dozens of people for the story who lived in the neighborhood, and when you asked the question, "Hey, you know, what do you remember from 2007 and Donald Trump showing up?" You heard the word hope a lot, that people thought that this was going to be some sort of elixir or panacea, silver bullet, use whatever term you want, but something that was going to elevate the community in a way that no city official or no state official had ever had before. And then the whole project fell apart. Donald Trump left, and he never came back until he was running for president. And now here we are with high-speed rail, a very real situation. Track is being laid. There are pylons coming out of the ground. You can see it all over Fresno. But at the same time, too, the notion of how are we going to fund it looms very large as well. And the reality is that local and state dollars alone are unlikely to be able to ultimately fund the full project, which leaves the federal government very much in the driver's seat as to what's going to happen with the future of that project. And, well, we all know who's sitting in the White House right now. It's Donald Trump. So there's a certain strange, ironic arc in Donald Trump's involvement in this one particular community in Southwest Fresno that very much is linked to him, and its fortunes in a strange way, too, are linked to him as well.
When you spoke to people, did they feel abandoned? Were they upset about the promise of so many projects that haven't been finished, or at least not quite yet?
I heard from so many people say, "Hey, look, we like high-speed rail in theory. It seems like a great thing. And sure, 5, 10, 20 years from now, it may be a wonderful thing for Southwest Fresno." Even people who didn't think that they were going to use it or have the means to use it still liked the idea as a concept. But what I also heard from people time and time again who lived in Southwest Fresno is our needs are immediate. We have so many things that we need addressed before we're talking about a train moving at 220 miles an hour. We need better schools. We need clean water. We need clean air. We need educational opportunities, job opportunities. We need safety in a way that we don't have it right now. We need to feel comfortable walking around at night, and we don't. So their needs seem myriad, and there's a lot of fear that this is just going to be another project where big promises are made and nothing is delivered. And at the same time, they feel as if government officials all around have not been responsive to their acute needs, which sometimes are quite literally a matter of life and death, or a matter of health versus sickness.
You and I both spoke with Irv Hernandez in our stories, who moved into Southwest Fresno only 4 years ago, so after the drama of Running Horse. He and I spoke about education, but what was it like for you to interview this family man who moved there recently compared to other longtime residents?
I met a number of wonderful people throughout Fresno in many neighborhoods, and especially in Southwest Fresno. There are certainly some great people there and people who work really hard and are trying to provide for their families, trying to provide for their kids, trying to improve their lot in life and trying to move up. Irv was one of them, and he's somebody who, if you are going to build a community, if you're going to try to improve the state of your community, a community like Southwest Fresno, you probably want people like Irv Hernandez staying put, somebody who's a catalyst, somebody who is going to make things better instead of worse, and somebody who's very conscientious about his place in the community. But also, too, he has the reality of providing for six kids and with his wife, and they want to make sure that they've got the best opportunity for themselves. So he seemed to be somebody who was very torn, and somebody who is representative of plenty of other people in Southwest Fresno who really would love to see the community improve, but don't have an endless amount of time to wait around to see it improve. So he right now, last we talked, was really weighing whether to stay or whether to go to another community in Southwest Fresno where he felt like he was going to have better opportunity for his family, where it was going to be safer, where it was going to be cleaner, and where it was going to be more comfortable.
After doing this reporting, will you be back in Fresno at some point?
I would love to be. And in fact, we have plans to follow up and revisit these communities, either in person or otherwise, to find out what's happening after the midterm elections. This is obviously a critical inflection point for the country. The balance of power in the U.S. Congress is at stake, and the country has to make a choice as to whether it elects a Republican House and Senate, a split Republican-Democratic Congress, or something that goes the way of the Democrats. At this point in time, it seems like Democrats have an opportunity to retake the House and that the Republicans are in fairly good shape to retain the Senate. But when you look at places all over the country that are not doing well, we wanted to explore the question, too, of what they wanted from a government and what they're going to do about it. We did find that places like Southwest Fresno, voting is in terms of the voting rate, is not nearly as high as even other parts of the city. In some cases, precinct by precinct, it might be 20 or 30 percentage points lower than in places that are only a couple of miles away. So the notion of being able to kind of wrangle your own political future is very much on the minds of some people there in that they don't know if their neighbors are going to come out and participate. When you're poor, when you're working three jobs, when you have so many other things going on, can you even spend the time on election day to come out and vote? These are real questions that people struggle with and they wrestle with, and they're not easy to answer. So expect this to be something that is going to be a major issue for people in Fresno, just like it is all over the country. And the aftermath of that, absolutely, we certainly want to explore how it's all going to play out on the ground after the election's done and over.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it there. Dave Leventhal is a reporter at the Center for Public Integrity. You can find his piece about Southwest Fresno on our website, and you can read the full series, Abandoned in America, on the Center for Public Integrity's website. That's www.publicintegrity.org. Dave, thanks for taking the time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.